The plan Democrats call the Clean Energy Jobs Act would establish a low-carbon fuel standard. That's significant because not all oil is the same. Some types require more energy or more carbon to extract them from the earth and refine them into gasoline. That's especially true of the so-called tar sands oil that's abundant in Alberta, Canada, and is refined by Murphy Oil in Superior. The Sierra Club's Shala Werner says that oil should be restricted, which is why her group favors a low-carbon fuel standard as part of this bill.
And I realize that not everybody agrees with this, but Sierra Club is concerned about this energy source as it stands right now. Technology may change in the future, and low-carbon fuel standards can drive that innovation, but as it stands now, it takes three times the greenhouse gas emissions to create gasoline from that source as other sources.
But Aaron Roth with the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says restricting oil from Canada will only hurt Wisconsin economically.
Canada is our number one importer, Mexico number two, both very friendly nations. And we believe as an industry that we should encourage more production in the U.S. and importation of Canadian oil sands, which flows right through Wisconsin, through Superior and elsewhere.
Roth says that won't happen if this proposal becomes law. Instead, he says it could force Wisconsin to get more of its oil from Middle East nations like Saudi Arabia. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.